The Church of St Mark's was built here in this little hamlet of Brithdeer in 1895 and is one of the finest arts and crafts churches you'll find anywhere. It was conceived by Henry Wilson, who was a major designer in the arts and crafts movement, and this building is an architectural tribute to that style. But it was to the memory of the Reverend Charles Tooth that the church was dedicated, Tooth being the founder of the inspirational Anglican Church in Florence. As you enter the main gate, you can see it was constructed to accommodate the passage of carriages. Henry Wilson wanted the exterior of the church to appear
elemental and severe, sprung out of the soil instead of being planted down on it.
And so the stonework is largely left untooled and somewhat rough-looking. Take a look at the tiers of ogee-headed windows, and you'll see a relief of a crucifix set into stone. But it's inside its walls that its architecture and idiosyncratic design really shines out. The first thing that strikes you in here is the rich and distinctive colours of the paintwork. Red, earthy hues for the nave walls, a striking blue nave roof, and creamy yellow for the chancel. Idiosyncratic? Perhaps. It's certainly unexpected, and a perfect backdrop for the display of the most original church artifacts to be found anywhere. This font is cast in lead, decorated with leaves and Christian monograms. Look at the pulpit. Can you see it's strikingly original, with designs of grapes and various texts moulded in copper? And the stalls, also designed by Wilson, have original carvings of all sorts of creatures in Spanish chestnut. Look for the squirrels, an owl, a mouse, a dolphin, the hare and tortoise. The copper panels of the font are repeated at the altar and depict the Annunciation. There's a dove and a kneeling angel. And the Reverend Tooth also makes an appearance here, joined by his very own guardian angel. The attention to detail here is remarkable. Even the chevrons in the oak and teak nave doors are inset with shimmering crowns of mother of pearl. In order to preserve this precious gem of arts and crafts architecture for the nation, it's been adopted by Friends of Friendless Churches and is also recognised by CADW as being a Grade 1 listed building. Now we're going to make our way to the town centre of Dolgellau itself to explore another spiritual movement, the Quakers.